Good evening, welcome, and this is the December 21st, 2001 Planning Commission meeting. We will start off with introductions. I'm Joe Phillips, North Kitsap. We'll do North first.
Amy Mall, North Kitsap.
Okay, Central.
Alan Beam, Central Kitsap.
Okay.
Mike Eliason, Central Kitsap.
All right, and then South.
AC Smith, South Kitsap.
Thank you.
Danielle Dalvin, South Kitsap.
Thank you.
Carrie Kaltenborn Corey, South Kitsap.
Yes, all right. Okay, now on to the protocol for anybody that would be dialing in or physically showing up. We ask that everybody remain respectful and speak when it's their turn. Make sure all your microphones, cell phones, and other electronics are muted before we before anybody speaks. For internet users, you'll see a little raised hand at the bottom of your screen of the Zoom meeting. When it's time to speak, if you'll click that hand, we will gladly give you a turn to speak. We do limit it to 2 minutes. Call-in users can use *9 to indicate they'd like to speak. When the four digits of your last four digits are called out, then you'll be unmuted and be able to speak. Sometimes you have to use *6 to unmute your phones. And we do accept written comments. We ask that they are provided the day before the meeting and be in by 2 p.m. And then we will read them in the usual 2 minute limit time. Okay. With that, do I have a motion to approve our agenda for tonight? Mr. Eliason, thank you. Second. And Mr. B, thank you. Okay, all those in favor of the agenda, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous. Okay. All right. With that, we have the adoption of minutes. If I'm correct, we only have 2 sets of minutes to approve. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the November 9th minutes? Commissioner Mall, thank you. Second. Commissioner Eliason, thank you. Okay, any discussion on the minutes? No? Okay, all those in favor of adopting the minutes from November 9th? Please raise your hand, say yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, unanimous. All right. Do I have a motion for the November 16th minutes for approval? Commissioner Eliason, thank you. Second. Commissioner Bean, thank you. All right, any discussion on the minutes for November 16th? No? Okay. All those in favor of approving the minutes for November 16th, please raise your hands and say yes. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7. Did I count right? Yep. Okay. Unanimous? Okay. All right, with that, we're on to our first public comment period. I don't see anybody online. Amanda, anybody in the chamber?
No, we don't have anyone present.
Okay, going once, going twice, sold. All right, we will close the general public comment period for now. And we're on to item F, the finding of facts for the Title 15 Flood Hazard Amendment. Mr. McKinley.
Yeah, good evening, Chair Phillips and Planning Commissioners. This evening, just have before you findings of fact for Title 15 Flood Hazard Amendments. We've had a briefing, public hearing, and then went through deliberations in our last meeting. And so this evening have presented the findings of fact document to you, which should have been distributed to each one of you, I believe yesterday. So just have that before you right now for your vote.
Okay. Let's see, do I have a motion to approve the finding of facts for the floodplain requirements amendment? Commissioner Bean, do I have a second? Commissioner Dolly, thank you. Okay, any discussion on the finding of facts? No? Okay. All those in favor of approving the findings of fact as presented, please raise your hands and say yes. 6-7. Okay. It's unanimous and passed.
All right. Thank you very much. Planning Commissioners, I think Liz will agree you've made it far too easy on me.
I'm sure we'll get another shot at you here.
I'm sure you will. Thank you so much and have a great evening.
You too. All right. Next item on the agenda is the finding of facts, the zoning use table update. I will let Ms. Williams explain this.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Chair Phillips. So good evening. For the record, Liz Williams with the Department of Community Development. So tonight I'm here to request that the Planning Commission correct a Scrivener's error that was related to the findings of fact for the zoning use table update, which you all approved on November 16th of this year, 2021. So as we were preparing the final draft ordinance for the Board of County Commissioners review and consideration, we discovered that there was a Scrivener's error within Exhibit B, which is the change matrix developed to capture the Planning Commission's recommended changes to the draft ordinance. The errors are non-substantial, and it is intended to accurately reflect the motions that the Planning Commission made throughout your deliberations. The error specifically impacts the recommendation the Planning Commission made for allowed uses within our Lammert zones, or limited areas of more intensive rural development. So a corrected Exhibit B has been provided for this evening's meeting, and I'm gonna just quickly share my screen and walk through the errors that have been corrected for you all for your consideration this evening. So bear with me one second. And let me know when this shows up on your end here. Oops, I think I'm sharing the wrong screen.
Got you back.
There it comes, Liz.
Okay. It's showing the change matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Right at the
Lammert section, yeah. Right. So just to kind of, I'll scroll back up to the top here and bear with me for the scrolling, I apologize. So this is the change matrix that was included with tonight's information dated 12/21/2021. There were no changes to this matrix on page 1, on page 2, page 3 or page 4, which starts the changes related to the limited areas of more intensive rural development. The first change you will see starts on page 5 and relates to use 116, which is multifamily. And as part of the motions made by the Planning Commission, you concurred with the department's recommendation to prohibit multifamily uses within the Manchester area, in addition to the Suquamish limited area of more intensive rural development. This was not in the original change matrix and has been corrected as part of this new version that you're seeing this evening. The second relates to conference centers. Again, this was not included in the original change matrix, but the Planning Commission did recommend removing the allowance for conference centers within the Keyport, Manchester, and Suquamish commercial zones based on the scale of those potential uses, in addition to the fact that they are not intended to serve the rural communities. And that was kind of the discussion that was held during your deliberations. So this correction reflects your recommendation to not allow those uses within those zones. The next one relates to general retail. So I'm going to scroll down to page 6 of the corrected change matrix. The original version included general retail merchandise stores less than 4,000 square feet. We realized as part of our further review, this was intended to capture your motion, which included recommending that general retail between 4,000 and 9,999 square feet go from an ACUP, which was what was recommended in the draft ordinance, to prohibited. And that was based on public comment received. And then the final change here in correction, one more scroll, I believe, down to page 7. So the original change matrix included transportation terminals, marine and non-marine. And upon listening to the recording of the Planning Commission, you may recall that there was a motion to accept the department recommended changes, but that motion actually failed and was not passed by members of the Planning Commission. Therefore, these uses would not need to be captured within the change matrix, and they would reflect what was proposed as part of the ordinance, which essentially was a conditional use permit and administrative conditional use permit, respectively, for those two uses. So that is the extent of the corrections that we are presenting to you this evening. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have. And I do have some recommended motion language as well, just to help clarify if it would be helpful. We're requesting a motion to replace Exhibit B, Planning Commission change matrix dated November 10th of 2021, with Exhibit B, Planning Commission change matrix dated 12/21/21, to correct a Scrivener's error. And I'm happy to put that in the chat if it's helpful for the Planning Commission members this evening.
Yes, that would be helpful.
I will do that.
Do we have any questions from the board? Excitement on this meeting. Okay. All right.
It would be helpful to have an explanation on how the errors occurred. Was it just a procedure oversight with the staffing changes? It would just be helpful to kind of understand
how. Sure, yeah. You know, I think there, you know, to be fair, there's a lot of moving pieces with this particular code update, and it was an honest mistake on the department's part. There was no ill intent with this. We were transferring over, going through motions. And if you recall, we were being very diligent about trying to transmit these findings of fact to the Planning Commission in a timely manner. So you actually received them the following day after your deliberations. And I think that definitely contributed to the error that was created here. There just wasn't significant time to do a comprehensive review. And again, we honestly apologize for this. We want to set the record straight and make sure that ultimately your recommendations are accurately reflected, which is what the intent of this document is this evening. I'll also mention we have received some public inquiries about the fact that the change matrix did not include these particular uses. So again, wanting to set the record straight, making sure that it's very clear of the Planning Commission's intentions. So that's kind of the rationale behind why the correction occurred.
Thank you. I really appreciate the extra information.
Okay. Any other comments, questions? Okay, do I have a motion to replace the matrix with the swap out the matrixes? Commissioner Smith.
I'd like to make a motion.
Okay.
To replace Exhibit B, Planning Commission Change Matrix dated November 10th, 2021, with Exhibit B, Planning Commission Change Matrix dated 12/21/21 to correct the error.
Okay. Do I have a second? Okay, Commissioner Kaltenborn Corey. Okay. Any further discussion? No? Okay, all those in favor, please raise your hands and say yes if you're in favor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And it's unanimous. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Ms. Commissioner Eliason, you lost your last shot at offering motion amendments.
I didn't want my last vote to be a no, especially Liz does such a great job, and so do the other staff members.
Yes, they did. Okay, that brings us to item H, general public comment. Did anybody sneak in, Amanda? Nope. Okay. And I don't see anybody online going once, twice. Okay. We will close the general public comment and item I for the good of the order or commissioner comments. Do we have anybody that would like to offer any comments before we end the meeting?
I have a couple of comments if you don't mind.
No.
Okay. So one of the topics I just wanted to bring to the Planning Commission for consideration is your upcoming meeting on January 4th. So the department does not currently have any agenda items planned for that evening. We've also been invited as department staff to present at the Manchester Citizen Advisory Committee meeting. So our capacity to staff the Planning Commission that evening is relatively limited. And also as of January, I think we discussed at your last meeting that there are 2 Planning Commission seats that will be open. If the commission would consider canceling your meeting on January 4th, this would afford the Board of County Commissioners an opportunity to meet and potentially appoint members to the Planning Commission to sit in those seats. And so just wanted to bring that up for discussion and your consideration this evening, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have of us as well.
Okay. Commissioner Mull.
Do we have the schedule for 2021? I'm just looking at the Planning Commission website and I actually don't see it posted. Did we get it and I totally missed it?
So you should have all received in the materials, there was a draft 2022 calendar. I haven't posted it yet. I don't know if we don't have to have a formal like motion to approve or anything, but I did send it all out so you could all take a look at it. I will get that posted. I just wanted to give you all an opportunity to take a glance at it. There's not really any new surprises or anything. It's basically the same schedule that we've always followed. As I wanted to kind of hold off a little bit, we don't really know. So this is our first hybrid meeting. It's gone well, even though nobody's here. But everything seems to, I'm not nobody. I'm here. And everything seems to be functional and working. So I think we're safe to say that we are able to broadcast live and in person, as well as everybody's able to access virtually. So we should be good to go. And if you know, there are no questions or anything like that, I'll go ahead and get this calendar posted, albeit a little bit late. That will be up and running, but basically the first meeting in January that would normally be the first Tuesday would be January 4th. So that's the meeting that we're, I think Liz is proposing that we cancel, because there are no agenda items. There's nothing to put on there other than our bylaws say that the first meeting in January is when we would hold the elections. So essentially canceling that meeting would put it at the first meeting in January would be the 18th. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I don't see that calendar for 2022. Was that in our Dropbox?
It should be. If it's not, I apologize.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. So I don't think we got that.
I can confirm that that wasn't in the Dropbox. So,
all right. Well, then I guess that's why you haven't seen it. I do apologize.
Okay.
No problem.
All right. All right. So, let's see. I guess we would, with no agenda items other than the voting, which can wait until our first meeting. I don't think we have to have a vote on that, do we, Amanda?
No, like I said, typically the first, it's a standard meeting. The bylaws say that the Planning Commission meets on the first and third Tuesday. So, you know, we can cancel, you know,
right.
We can move to cancel the meeting. So I can post a cancellation.
Well, with no agenda on it, I would say that we need to cancel that meeting. I guess I could exercise my duties as chair and just say, well, meeting's canceled.
Yeah. Yeah. Typically you would say, you know, if there are no objections.
Okay. Right. Okay. Does anybody object to the cancellation of January 4th? The meeting, not the day. Okay. Okay. So we will not meet on January 4th, but we'll meet on January 18th. So everybody can recover from whatever they get over the holidays. Let's see. We will have elections on the 18th. If anybody is interested in running, please let us know. In that, if no one's wanting to take the dive, I guess I can do this another year, as long as my trusted vice chair is willing to do it.
Sure.
It's always a push into the job, not a I want to do it. Commissioner Elias, and I'd like to thank you and Commissioner Beam for being on the board. Hope everything works out for both of you. Not sure, Commissioner Beam, were you wanting to be back on?
I'm in discussions with Commissioner Wilf.
Okay. All right. Well, either way, we appreciate your input on these meetings and that, and Commissioner Elias, and doubly so.
Thank you.
I think it's been a great time this year, even though we were all virtual screens. That's
Let me see. I couldn't be happier when I was trying to recruit members after I served as chairperson to take the position, and Joe did, and you've been fantastic. And same thing with Amy. You want to pass the torch to the next generation of leadership, and you guys have been fantastic. And although I don't get a vote next year, I be especially happy if you guys get to continue. But I will say we've got a great group of planning commissioners, and no matter who serves on the position, I think the county is going to be served well. Okay. So, and thanks again to everybody. I've enjoyed my 3 years of service.
Good. Commissioner Eliason, can you tell us what your next adventure holds?
I can now. It hadn't been announced our membership. I'm the new CEO of the Master Builders Association in Pierce County, which is the second largest building association in Washington and one of the largest in the country. So it's quite a bit bigger. You know, I was previously the CEO of the Board of Realtors in Kitsap, so it's a much larger organization as far as staffing and membership and budget and that type of thing. And the commute's not too bad. It takes me about 40 minutes. I still live in Kitsap and commute from Silverdale to Tacoma, and it's a nice ride. I go across the Tacoma Narrows Bridge, or to me, it's the Bob Oak Bridge, and get to spend my time on the way there and the way back contemplating things. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And I may reappear at your meetings once in a while, but as Commissioner Murphy reminded me, I'll have a 3-minute time limit, so I'll have to keep it within the time frame.
Well, as many speakers as we get, who knows? Okay.
You could stop by the chambers on the way back home.
There you go.
And one final thing, sorry. Like Colombo, one more thing, I'd be remiss, and I know I've done this a lot over the years, but we have a fantastic staff. We've got a great clerk that serves us. And as you know, Joe, our Mr. Chairperson, you know, so helpful, and Liz and all the professional staff. I just want to extend my appreciation to the staff as well. So thank you.
Okay. Good. And we'll be looking forward to all the new staff members that are coming on board, right, Liz? Okay.
I'm trying. If anyone is interested in a planning job, point them our way.
Okay. I don't know if people want to take that abuse that much, but okay. All right. With that, and a happy holidays to everybody. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
All right. Second?
Second.
Commissioner Beam. Okay. All those in favor of adjourning, please raise your hands. Unanimous again. And I think we set a record for time meeting here, but under a half hour. Good deal. Great so job, with that, Happy New Year. Happy holidays, and we will see you January 18th.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.